Someone's pen was left in my car. Shavas Aveda. Wanted to discuss an outline today. I want you guys to take notes on Aninus and Aveus. Proud of everyone that went today. And part of following the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, Balachta B'drochov, is to imitate his ways. Here, bench, you pass out the Marmakaimus. And one of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, the Gemara says in Sotan, Dafidal, Mahu Rachum, Afatarachum, just like he's merciful, you have to be merciful. Mahu Menachem Aveilim, Avatam Menachem Aveilim, just like he is Menachem Aveilim, so too you are Menachem Aveilim. Mahu Kover Mason, Mafatak Kover Mason, just like you, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kover Mason, you should be Kover Mason, which we fulfilled today, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Takbor Tikvarenu. There's also a pasuk that we say in Tehillim, which we say in the Pesuk of the Zimra of Shabbos, which is called the phrase, Im Anochi B'Tzara. If someone's going through Tzar, Hashem empathizes with the person and says, Im, with you, Anochi B'Tzar, I'm with you, B'Tzar. And if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have to follow that as well. So if we have a chaver or a talmud that is going through Tzar, we have to try to empathize with him and try to mechazik him and menachem him. And this is the principle that we have of Im Anochi B'Tzar. So, Lamaisa, you know, one of the great privileges in life is to be a friend to someone. It says in the Mishnah, in Avos, it says, Aseh lecha rav or kenei lecha chaver. It says you have to make for yourself a Rebbe, but it also says you have to acquire for yourself a friend. Now, Rabbi Yonah in the Mishnah in Avos says, how do you compare making with acquiring? Obviously, acquiring is much more proactive, that you have to acquire, you even have to pay for it. Now, we don't pay for friends because that doesn't mean they'll be such a good friend. But it doesn't mean that. It means in the following sense that a friend, Lamaisa, a friend is more chashuv than a rav, than a rebbe. Because it says, Aryeh, you have to what? You have to buy. It says kenei as opposed to just asay. So you see clearly that a chaver is more important than a rav, than a rebbe. And the Rabbi Yonah goes on and says, in what sense is a chaver more? What is a chaver? And in that sense, what you see that, perhaps you can see why it's even more important than a rebbe. Number one, he says that the chaver is supposed to learn, to be a person you can learn with, Torah, chavrusa, number one. Number two, he says, it's a person that can give you mussar. There are things a Rebbe can't give mussar to that a friend can. And number three, he says that your friend can be asked etzes. Of course, you can ask etzes from a Rebbe, but maybe there's certain things you wouldn't feel comfortable asking a Rebbe, but you can ask a friend. So the chaz of those three nekudas, you look at that Mishnah in Avos, the Rabbeinu Yonah in his Perush in Avos, says that's what it means, Aseh lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. That a chaver has three of those nekudas. Number one, the notion of learning with the person. Number two, giving you mussar. Number three, etzes. And it's a big privilege to be a friend. Many people might have a lot of friends. Many people may have a small amount of friends. The bottom line is that usually a person only has a few very, very good friends. And that's basically all you'll need. God willing, when you'll get married, Be'ez Hashem, your wife will be your best friend, and there's less of a need to have friends in that sense. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yonah says, Aseh lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. And therefore, you have to think about this notion about it being yedid. You know, one of the synonyms in the Hebrew language of chaver is yedid. You know, Yedid Hashem. Binyamin was called Yedid Hashem, a friend of Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, he had a different name. You know what it's called? Yedidya. Yedidya, Yedidka, the friend of Hashem. So you see that it's a very great appellation. So, you know, I think, you know, if you can't make a shiva call to Yisrael, maybe you can call him, get his number. And even if you didn't talk to him much before, Lomaisa, you can always ask him, you know, is there anything I could be of help with? And Hashem should be Menachem him. And you say, I'm welcome Menachem Eschem over the phone. And it's a tremendous mitzvah. But Rebbe, I don't have really a kesher with him. It doesn't really make a difference. The impact that you will make with this is very, very, very everlasting and strong. And I still remember when this is in a different context, I still remember when I gave Shalach Manis to a guy on my floor, which I don't think I had ever said to him. Now, Purim is much later in the year. I knocked on his door and he said, what's this? I said, it's Shalach Manis. Years later, I met this fellow, and he said he still remembers that I gave him Shalach Manis. So, you know, there's certain kind things you can do that are life-lasting, and it doesn't really make a difference whether you have such a strong relationship. Maybe you will develop it. Maybe yes, maybe not. But this is the notion of Imanoichi B'tzara and the notion of Nichum Aveilim. So I wanted to discuss a short outline that you should get down about Aninus and Avelus. You know, hopefully you'll never have to deal with it, but in Torah, Hashem gives us the Torah to deal with all different issues. And I wanted to use this shir today, after we fulfill the mitzvah of Menichum and Levaya, and we were able to use this to understand, because the halacha governs all areas of life, and including Hilchos Aveilus. This past summer, we learned in our summer kol Hilchos Aveilus, and therefore, I want to begin. Now, Yisrael's brother, Yosef Simcha, may the shir be the Ilu Nishmas, Yosef Simcha Chaim ben Yehuda,
ben Shlomo Yehuda,
may the Shlomo go to highest points in Gad Eden. He passed away yesterday morning. So the second that one of the seven relatives pass away, you become what is called an onen. Seven relatives are defined as a parent, father, mother, spouse, son or daughter, or a brother or sister. Those are seven relatives. Any one of those seven relatives pass away, God forbid, the relative of those of one of those seven, you become an onen or onenis, a man an onen, a woman an onenis. And minatorah, an onen or onenis cannot eat maaser sheni or karbonos. Now, we don't have either of those nowadays, because we don't eat maaser sheni, even though if you're separated, we don't eat it. And we don't have karbonos, obviously, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But on the Raisa level, an Oinein or Onenis cannot eat Maaser Sheni and cannot eat Korbanos. Okay? Also, I believe we Paskin cannot eat Bikurim, if I remember correctly, first fruits as well. That is the Raisa concept of an Oinein. However, Midrabonom, we have a broader concept which does apply Bismanazah. And that is called the Ptur Mitzvahs essay. There is an exemption of mitzvahs, of positive mitzvahs, both the Reis and the Rabbanon, when a person is an Onen. Meaning, once Yisrael heard that his brother had passed away, he is Pater from davening. He is Pater from saying brachos. He is Pater from any mitzvahs essay. He's Pata from learning. And there are three reasons given for this Ptur. This Ptur is rabbinic. And you might say, Rebbe, how is a Shaykh? Because Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim, Lakor Dover Minatara B'Shev V'Altase, based on a Gemara in Yevamos Sadi Amud Beis. Again, Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim, Lakor Dover Minatara B'Shev V'Altase. They can tell this onen, don't daven, don't say brachos, don't put on tefillin, don't learn Torah. The Chachamim do not have the power to be ochre something. They cannot ever tell you to eat ham. They can in only a one-time scenario. What's the most famous? Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, where he did korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shchutei Chutz. But it was a one-time deal to prove the Nevi'i HaBaal wrong. The Gemara calls that Migdar Milsa. It was Harosh Shah. One-time deal. We do not allow the Chachamim to be called to be Oker Doverman Turbish Kum Vesi unless it's Harosh Shah Migdar Milsa, one-time deal. But Sheva Atasa, yes. We all know familiar Xerid Rabbah. We don't blow the shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. We don't shake the lulav if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah. Yes? That famous din of Gzeirah Rabbah in different places in Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, and Megillah is what? The din of that's correct as well. We touched up, we more than touched upon it. That's real. That is correct. The Chacham have the power to shave al tasa. That's exactly what's going on with an onen. Okay? Now, what are the reasons? What are the reasons why the Chachamim did this? Why did they do this for Yithro? Because right after the Levaya, which was today, which is called Stimas HaGoyla, which is the interment, which is the fancy English word for a burial, we paskin, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it has to be put in the ground. Rashi says as long as the coffin's closed. That ends Aninus and begins what we call Avelus. And then the Oval is Chayv and Omitzis in the Torah. Both the Uraisa and the Rabbonon, with the exception of Tefillin on the first day of Shiva. So today Yisrael does not put on Tefillin either. But he's an Oval. That's the one exception, because it says Pe'er. Tefillin is glorification. And this man's head has ashes on it, in a sense, because he's an oval. Whether it's because there's a custom or a svar, it's machlekes tais in the Rosh. If it's a svar, it's like he has ashes on his head. You don't put glorification on ashes. So there are three reasons given why an onen is pata from mitzvah's essay. Please get them. Number one, osik b'mitzvah pata min mitzvah. Yisrael had to be involved with the Leviathan. The planning of it, the assisting of it. If you're engaged in a mitzvah, you're pata from other mitzvah's essay. Number one. Number two, it's not kavod ames. It's not respectful to your loved one if they haven't been buried yet that you're engaging in mitzvah's essay. And number three, tirda. Hashem understands the tsar you're going through, and you are tarid. Tarid means consumed. Literally means busy, but it means mentally busy. And Hashem says, since you cannot focus, you're potter from mitzvah's essay. That is all during the time, what we call aninus. Aninus, Petur, Mitzvahs, the Mitzvahs, Essay, the Mitzvahs, the Rabbanim. Number one, Osei, the Mitzvah, what Mitzvah? Bearing your loved one, that's a Mitzvah. Pater, min a Mitzvah. Number two, are you getting this? Number two, Kavod Ames. Number three, tirda. Three reasons why the onen is pata. On a d'oraisa level, what do we say? Maaser sheni, korbanos, and bikurim. Yes? Those are the three things on a d'oraisa level. We don't have those nowadays. But we do have mitzvahs, of course, Baruch Hashem. And an onen is pata for those. Now Yisrael ended being an onen at the time of the end of the Levaya. He became an onen, he became an ovo, and he's chayv in all mitzvahs in the Torah. That's called aveis. Chayv, the
kol mitzvahs.
Except for one, tefillin on the first day.
Chutz mi tefillin. B'yom Rishon.
One sec, Gavriel. Today is his first day of Shiva. You might ask me, Rebbe, he didn't have a full day. We have a principle called Mixus Hayom Kekulo. Part of the day is considered to be the whole day. If the Levaya would have been later in the afternoon, in a winter, short winter day, a lot of times Shki is coming, they have to sit on the floor to be Noe Havelis quickly, and then they'll daven Mincha in the cemetery to get in the first day. Yes, Gabriel.
That's what I was going to ask. So Shul Zichron Tefillin tomorrow, too?
Yes, because tomorrow is day two of his Shiva. Tomorrow he is Mechuyiv in Tefillin.
Oh, so tomorrow morning.
Yes, today is the first day, he's Potter in Tefillin. Meaning he would not have to put on Tefillin today at Mincha. Okay? Yes. Now, before I take Binyamin's Kasha, there is a Chiddush, and we don't paskin like this in Chutz La'aretz. I think some Tzaddikim Yushalayim do this. The Mari Tatz claims that if the day of the death and the day of the burial are not the same day, which was in the Yosef's situation, because he died yesterday and he was buried today, so Yisrael being his brother, there is a maritatz that says he should put on tefillin even today. The only time there's a p'tur from tefillin on the first day is when Yom Nisan and Yom Furah are the what? Are the same day. Why? Because there's a sheet of the Rambam and the Rif that claim, let's get this, that the first day of Shiva is the Araisa. Rambam, Rif, the Rambam say Yom Rishon is the Araisa only what? Only when what? When Yom Nisan and Yom Kfura are what? Are the same day. But also Yom. But if they're not the same day, then Avelis is only the Rabbana. You follow me? Now we don't accept this. We accept the Rosh, Ashkenazim. All of Avelis, guys, is the Rabbana. All of Avelis. Even if Yom Nisan and Yom Kfura are the same day, all of Avelis is the Rabbana, according to the Rosh. The Ravid is of the opinion that Shiva is the Raisa, which is a collector's item. We don't paskin like that, but there are three shitas. But when a person transfers from Avelis to from Aninus to Avelis, you become chayv in all mitzvahs again, guys. All of them, except for tefillin. Okay? Might be hard, but you got to get it together, and you're chayv in mitzvahs. Only as an onin are you putter, but as an avol, you are mechuyiv in mitzvahs, except for the first day tefillin. Binyamin, go ahead.
I know that, like by Lag BaOmer, Sfarik don't hold by mitzvahs Yom Kekulo. Does that also apply here?
No, Mechaber holds like it by Avelis. That's correct. In other words, Binyamin's bringing up, according to the Ramah, Ashkenazim shave on Lag BaOmer, because as long as you observe it an hour in the morning, the Mechaber says you only can shave on the 34th in the morning. The whole day you have to observe. Now, there is, and I told you through all this on the phone yesterday, there are some Isurim for an One. There are some Isurim. Number one, you cannot eat, what's right over here, not allowed to eat fleshes when you're an onay. Isser achilas basar till after the levaya. Isser achilas basar for an onay. The shtiyas yayin and drinking wine after, however, you become an oval. One becomes an oval. You're allowed to eat fleishiks, and you're allowed to drink wine. In fact, the Gemara says, some Rishonim say, you know what the first meal when they come back from the cemetery to the house? That's called a Sudas Havrah. There are halachas about this. You cannot pay for it with your own money. People have to bring food for you. You eat bread, you eat eggs, you dip it in ashes. You eat eggs because of the life cycle. And there's a special addition to Birkas HaMazon. There's a special addition to Birkas HaMazon for a Sudas Havrah. And therefore, some Rishonim actually say you should have fleishiks for the Sudas Havrah. Now, some are makbid on that. Some are not. But it makes sense because why? You've been usher fleishiks as an onay. You want to highlight now you're no longer an onay. You are a what? An avo. And not only that, you might think this is a bit bizarre, but you have to know the Gemara's. You're allowed to drink wine. In fact, you know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin and Beis, Lo Nivra Yayin El Lo Nachem Aveilim. Hashem created wine to comfort mourners. So obviously it might not look good because people might understand it, but the bottom line is, there is an Indian what to also have, to, you are allowed to drink wine when you are a what? When you are an Ova. And it's part of the process of becoming Aveilim. But during Aninus, there's an Isra between the sponsor of Viyayin. An Isra. Yes, Benj, go ahead.
Where's the pasuk to say that Shiva or at least someone would be Jerusalem?
It says Yom Achrisa Kamar. It's a pasuk in Amos. I'll show you tomorrow when you're there to say it. Gemara quotes it.
Why is Jerusalem
from Amos? The Gemara darshans that it's Jerusalem. It's like any time it comes from Nach would be like Halach Lamoshe Messina and the Gemara found the pasuk. Okay? Yes, Gabriel.
When we say Amun is proper from mitzvot, does that mean like they shouldn't? Or is it
excellent, like, excellent. That was the next nakuda. You took the words right out of my mouth. Very good. You know, Gabriel asked a very good question. What happens if Yisrael yesterday wanted to do mitzvot? You wanted to learn. What's the din? So Rashi actually holds, Onay, let's just get that clear, Onay. Rashi actually holds in Brachas, that an onay yachol lasos mitzvahs, if he wants. Yachol. That's the key operating word right here. And Tosis says this is not acceptable. Tosis says you don't have an option. It is usur. Tosis holds onay ain't yachol. How do we paskin? We paskin like Tosis. Onay ain't Yahoo, lasos mitzvahs. He does not have an option to do mitzvahs. He does not have an option to do mitzvahs. Now, my Rebbe Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie, Rebbe Freeman's brother, Rav Chanoch Freeman, Big Gadol, Rebbe Freeman's a Big Gadol too, when he flew back from Eretz Yisrael to his mother's Levi, he learned on the plane. How can you learn on the plane? I thought we said an onan cannot do what he wants. And there are three reasons why Onan's Pater. He thought the Iker reason is Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. When he's on the plane, he's not attending at all the funeral arrangements. So he felt that was the Iker reason, and he wasn't being Osek Mitzvah, so he actually learned. Now, I don't think he davened, because he probably was concerned about Kavod HaMeis, and maybe Bracha L'Vatalos, but he did learn. That's a big Chiddush. Usually the minig is to follow all three reasons, and we paskin like Tosis, that an onay is not able to do mitzvahs. We do not allow him to do mitzvahs. We don't even, now if he's a tenth man in the minyan, even though he's part from David, we will count him. He's not a goy. But at the same time, he is part from mitzvahs. Yes, Binyamin.
What if he's onay, like he's about to eat an apple and he...
Well, let's get to the brachas now. Let's get to brachas. Took also the words right on. Very good, guys. One of the most bizarre things when a person's an onan, you guys should never see the onan, is that you don't daven. You know that davening three times a day is part of the fabric of our lives. And also, reciting a bracha before we eat is part of the fabric of our lives. Now what do? The din is that onan lo omer birkas neni. Now, And Yoma was asked the situation, oh, forget about onus. Stroll yesterday when I had, he had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? I don't know how much you wanted to eat, but Lois, you got to take care of yourself, right? So when he sits down to eat, does he say any brachas on the food?
Or is he
no, he does not. He's not allowed to, because we hold like Tysus, which presents a tremendous problem for us. Tremendous problem. Onim Momer Birkas Nenin. Yeah? If an Onim doesn't say Birkas Nenin, what happens if a Jew eats food or drinks beverages without saying a bracha? What aveir is he over? What does the Gemara say in brachas and aflamet hay? Stealing. Excellent veggie. He's over Gezel. Gezel. It's Gezel u'me'ilo. If you ochel b'li roi. Ochel b'li bracha. It's a terrible thing if you eat without a bracha. Let me ask you a question. I wrote on the board, I ask you a kasha, that an onan is part of mitzvah sese. Is an onan, was Yisrael yesterday able to eat ham? Was he able to steal? No way. Was he able to eat filet mignon with the tray, without the tray bring? Right? Remember the saying, no, he's not allowed to. An onan is not allowed to do isurim. What's going on here? It's a pella. What do you mean to tell me that an onan doesn't say any brachas? You're allowing him to do gezel. For all intents and purposes. So the answer is like this. And I have this in the Sefer. Rizal Nechemi was bothered. They had a bracha, Rav Moshe Hirshner. They all said the following. The Isser Gezel is Noveya stems from the mitzvah midrabanan to say a bracha. Noveya mina mitzvah min rabbanon lomar bracha. In other words, a person cannot eat or drink without a bracha, you'll be over a gezer. But why is there an isser gezer? Because the fact is you have to say a bracha. The bracha releases the isser gezer. Without the bracha, what are you doing, Aryeh? You're stealing from Hashem. The Isser Gezel is Noveya from the Bracha Midrabanan that you have to say Shakal or Adonim or Mezoinis or Amotzi. And therefore, since an Onan is Potter for Mitzvahs, the Isser does not get off the ground. The Isser of Gezel does not get off the ground. Does anyone chap that? It's not a pure Isser of Gezel on its own. The Isser of Gezel stems from the fact that there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan to say a bracha. But since an one, heyos, what's the word heyos? And because an one is potter, mean what? Mean mitzvahs? Mean a mitzvahs, ubrachos, right? Brachos is a mitzvah. Memeila, what's memeila? Consequently, excellent, we know that from Rashi. Memeila shonet, memeila ain't kan. Isser Gezel. There is no Isser Gezel at all. None whatsoever. Isn't that a sharp answer? You follow this? Yes.
So pretty much the Torah is baked into the very halachos of brachos.
But the Isser of Gezel comes from the fact, Jonathan, that you have a chiyuv to say a bracha.
Right.
Once you say a person is potter from the chiyuv bracha, the Isser does not surface. And therefore, yesterday, when Yisrael had breakfast, lunch, or dinner, he did not need to say a bracha. Wasn't he over Gezel? No, he was not. Because he had no chiv to say a bracha. You understand what I'm saying?
And even more, he shouldn't have.
The Isser Gezel is not in a vacuum. It stems from the fact that you have a chiv bracha. And there is no chiv bracha if you're not. The male is doing nothing wrong. However, if he sat down to have a sandwich of bread, must he wash his hands for the bread? Yes, says the Piskei Tshuva. B'shem Dedet and Chamudi Daniel. Why? Piskei Tshuva. B'shem Chamudi Daniel. Why is that so? Why is that so? Why do we wash our hands for bread? Because of what? Cleanliness? And number two, because of Srach Truma. What is Truma? Kohanim used to eat Truma. But they're not allowed to eat Tame Truma. So they had to wash their hands before they ate the bread, which is Truma. We made a Xer that any bread, even if it's Chulin, you must wash your hands before you eat bread. Netilas Yadayim is considered to be a Xeira because of Srach Truma. It's not just because of cleanliness. And how would you categorize a Xeira? How would you guys categorize a Xeira? As a Lotase or an essay? Under the rubric of Lotase, correct. And an Onan must fulfill essays. He's part of its Tiraisa. But Chayiv, be what? Be Lavin. And included in Lavin is what? As Jonathan said, Xeris. And therefore, Mayor, the Onan must wash his hands two times on the right, two times on the left. But no bracha, guys. Because he's Pater from Mitzvahs. And he eats the bread without amotzi. And he does not bench. You follow me? Because an Onan is Pater from Mitzvahs, both the Uraisa and the Rabbanon. But he is Chayiv and Lavin. And he's Sur. This is the din that you have by an Onan, Halacha L'maaseh. Yes, go ahead.
Are three men allowed to eat together if they're in Onan?
Yes, there is no Chiyuv Zimun. Right. There is Pater from Mitzvahs, correct?
Can be the third?
What did you say?
Can an Onan be the third of a Zimun?
No, because he's Pater from it.
Oh, he's Pater also from Minyan.
Okay, but he's the tenth guy. You don't have to have Zimun. You don't have to have a Zimun. Yes, Benji.
One thing thing, Rav should want to try to like concentrate and like, be thankful to Hashem for the food? Or?
No doubt. But he doesn't articulate a bracha. No doubt. Absolutely. You always have to be thankful to Hashem. Okay. But there is no bracha that is recited.
As an unrelated question.
Yes.
Kind of related. Why do we say hamok to an
individual?
Well,
you're saying it to all Avelim in Klal Yisrael, even though the one is only in front of you.
Yeah.
That's one. But also Lamaisa. It could be, you know, at Shem, maybe there's different hezbeirim that are set for Lomaisa. Malkim Menachem at Shem. Usually it's to all the Avelim. Some people say Oschab, but Lomaisa, the minig is to say Shem. And that is, that Lomaisa brings us to what I wanted to mention, that if you have a choice of doing Nicham Avelim or Bikur Cholim, Nicham Avelim takes precedence. Why is that, says the Rambam. Pirik Yudalach Hazan, it's quoted by the Ramon Yordea, because Nicham Avelim, and this might be the reason, the answer to Kasha, you're supposed to do chesed with the mace and the person that's sitting shiva. The neshama, the nifter, and also the person that's pinched. That's a schem. May they both have nechama. The neshama, and also the person that's alive. Okay? And that beats out the concept of Bikur Cholim. Now, Nicham Avelim is so important that it applies even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, halacha l'maaseh. If you're not going to pay a shiva call during the week, you could go over to him and see how he's doing. There's a special lashon you say it on Shabbos, but you don't say the same lashon, but you still ask him how he's doing. And that's the importance of Nicham Avelim, that you have to be able to invoke him. And you can say it throughout shiva and shloshim. In this case, Yisrael has shloshim. Now, Jonathan asked me, there are three levels of Avelis. There's Shiva, there's Shloshim, and 12 months. Shiva and Shloshim are for five of the seven relatives. And 12 months is for a parent. Why is that? So maybe we'll give different answers at a different time. But one answer I'll just give now is that one of the reasons why we have Shiva more for the parents of Avelis, because we're further away from Matan Torah. And we mourn that when a parent dies. Whereas when it comes to a sibling or a child, God forbid, or a spouse, you don't have that. And therefore, al pi halacha, there is no requirement to have the Yud Beis 12 Chodesh. And it could be the 12 months is for Kibud Abba'ein, which obviously does not apply for the other relatives. So what that does for us is that you have a situation where you have a Ninus, where you have this p'tur, and you don't want aninus to apply for a long time. For a long time, you don't want a guy to be p'tur from mitzvahs for a long time, so you always try to, quicken to bury the loved one as soon as possible, because you don't want a window of p'tur b'mitzvahs that's widened. So we try to always rush the best of our ability, al pi halacha. Now, it comes up in the following situation that you have isurim that apply during avelus, and the question is, do they apply during aninus? And we generally paskin, yes, that they do. Generally we paskin that they do. What are some of those isurim? Number one, you're not allowed to learn regular Talmud Torah because it makes a person happy. Number two, you're not allowed to have rechitza, bathing. You're not allowed to bathe. Number three, you're not allowed to anoint yourself with oils, whether it be cologne or things of that sort, perfume for a woman.
Deodorant?
Deodorant we normally assume is okay, lavender zuma, because it's not like cologne or something of that sort. Another issue that we have is you're not allowed to greet someone, which is called Shela Shalom.
Right, this is an issur on Tisha B'Av also.
Yes. These issurim also apply during aninus. There's also the issur of Tashmish Shamita, marital relations. All these issurim are during Shiva and apply to aninus as well, al pi halacha. And then there's another called Me'ilas HaSandal. You cannot wear leather shoes. Now, this one, most poskim say that only applies after the Leviathan. So many people will bring the sneakers to the cemetery right after the Leviathan. You switch into your sneakers. Some wear the sneakers even during Aninus, but usually the minig is that it's harder, maybe, and sneakers actually might be easier, but in those days, they didn't have great, you'd be barefoot. It'd be hard to bury in barefoot. So usually the minig is to switch the sneakers right after you walk through the line. Because that line is called the Makim Menachem Eschem. You're being Menachem them. Api Alochem. And we do that, L'maisa, as I said, on Shabbos and Yontif. Now, there is no Aninus on Shabbos and Yontif. Ain Aninus B'Shabbos u'B'Yomtov. Why is that, guys? Regular. Because you can't bury the person. Yeah, you can't bury the person. You got to try to get it together. And you can't be tarred. And you're mechayv l'mitz. Now, havdalah, you're not mechuyivin. But if the levaya would be, let's say, Sunday or Monday, you can say havdalah all the way to Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, up to Tuesday night. I happen to have forgotten. I forgot to say Avdolah. My dad was nifter before Friday. We didn't bury him in Eretz Yisrael until Tuesday. But right after the Sudas Avrah, I should have said Avdolah. I forgot to say Avdolah. I would say just a cup, Brei Pirei Gofen, and a Mavdah. You don't do the Eish because it's not Saturday night. You don't do the Song because it's not Saturday night. Yes, Benji.
What Rebbe Nachman, when Rebbe's mother passed away, Said that the aninus was done when you weren't able to.
Right, very good question. Because aninus, that's a different sugya. A lot of the sugyas in Avelus and Shas are found where? In Moed Katan, from Daf Yates to the end of the Sefer. That's where most of the din of Avelus are found. And in that sugya, it's called the din of Nimsul Ksafim. I started the Shiva right away. My mom passed away on a Wednesday. Yes, it was a Wednesday. And you remember, guys, it was during Shir. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was on Zoom. It was a day right before Pesach. Right, the last day of Pesach. We're on Zoom that day. And I was able to get everything together with my wife. My wife helped me. She did most of it. And we got everything together. And we were an hour in flight. And then the engine broke. So we had to fly back to Newark. And they wouldn't let me stay in the cargo by my mom, who was Nifter. So I had to go home. and I wouldn't have been able to have gone now. She didn't end up flying till the next day, till 2:30. So thank God. But if I would have gone, I wouldn't be able to get back for Pesach. If I had everything planned, I would be able to get back. But not with the delay, I was not. So this was the halacha called Nimser L'Ksofen. Since I was not going to go anymore, I was no longer an Onay. My Shiva began. So when I came back, I davened Meir 3 o'clock in the morning. I davened. I was no longer an Onay, I thought. And I davened Shacharis that morning. So I had Shiva Thursday and Friday half a day, day and a half. And then Erev Pesach, Chatzos, because of the Korban Pesach, which we don't have nowadays, but it's Mevatel L'Shiva. So only Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, you go all the way like an hour until an hour before Shabbos, hour and a half. So that in that case, that's specially called Nimsu L'Ksofen, my Aninus and my Avelus. Now my brother was an Onan much longer. He was an Onan full Wednesday, when he heard the news, all of Thursday, and Friday morning till the Leviathan. Yes, Benji.
Why wouldn't Kohen Amaz still fly Rebbe?
In that situation, that's a good point, but the answer is because no matter which reason you say, these are three reasons for the Ptur Mitzvah. But the definition of an Onan is someone that has shaychus to the Leviathan. I was not going to have any shaychus to the Leviathan, even though I got up in the middle of the night, watched the Zoom, whatever I could see, but Lamaisa, what didn't go that wasn't able to really see it well. But Lamaisa, they're not really involved. So that's why the Aninus ended. And that's why I sat Shiva for the day and a half, even though it was before my mom was actually buried. Okay? But that is the din called Nimser L'Ksofen. This is the halacha called Nimser L'Ksofen. So basically, getting back to what we were saying before, all these Isurim during Shiva apply during what? Aninus. Except for Ne'ilas HaSandal. Okay? Except for Ne'ilas HaSandal. And as I said, the tefillin you put on the second day, al pi halacha. And then Kaddish begins, of course, when you're an Avil. In fact, that Kaddish I was marking to the guys in the car we drove is a special Kaddish that you say at the Siyum of a Mesechta. So the only time you say it is at the Siyum or at a Levaya. Now, usually, I said it myself. I don't know why the Rav didn't say it out loud. I guess different than Hagen, but I think it's very important to say it out loud. There's a tefillah that is said, it's called Siduk Hadin. So it's a little bit of a long tefillah that Jonathan had showed me on his computer that I said, where you are Matzdik Hashem's din. You never complain of God Hashem's din, no matter how hard it is, this 16-year-old boy dying or Chmonel Islam. But we accept it, no matter how hard it is, very difficult. In fact, when you pay a Shiva call, the Gemara says about Kama, if you say to the guy, what could we do? That's considered blaspheming Hashem. I mean, what can we do? That implies if you could do something, you change the din. You can't change the din. Whatever Hashem says go, it's not easy. So you never say, what can we do? Say, what can we do to help you? But not what can we do about the situation of the person passed. And Siduk HaDin is that field. That's why it's important, I believe, that whenever I'm a son of, I always say it out loud, that the whole Sefer should hear it. And, they didn't do any translations because I know most of the people were knowledgeable, but certain things could either translate or at least say what the purpose of the tefillah is. Yes, Gabriel? Rabbi
said that the six things apply to Aninus too besides Aninus.
Yes, yes. They're during Shiva, but we're machmir to apply them during Aninus. So yeah, it's the Ram and the Rabban.
Didn't we say with bread that you should wash beforehand? So about pizza?
No, rechitza means your whole body taking a shower. Yeah, it means a whole body taking a shower. That's what it means. So it means taking a whole shower in the mice. So nowadays, I'm glad you brought that up. Nowadays, the Hankinses were all istinuses. What's an istinus? Delicate guy. So since we're all delicate, istinus means a category of halacha. He says you could take a lukewarm shower during Shiva. Istinus. You heard of this halacha, istinus? It's a Mishnah in Brachos. So he says nowadays we could. Well, I said, well, okay, you don't need to take one every night. You don't want to smell, God forbid, but Lamaisa, you need personal hygiene. But he says, here we're spoiled now. So, usually people take maybe a shower before Shabbos or maybe one other time before. But Lamaisa, that's a good point you brought this up. halacha l'maisa. And then, throughout the Shiva and the Shloshim period, we have a din of what? Not appearing, not going to a Beis Mishnah. You're not allowed to go to a park house, a party, you know, live music. That's why at Jonathan's wedding tomorrow, Bez Hashem, God willing, be the 80 Kedushin, but I'll leave right after the Chuppah. That when I was Masada Kedushin last, a few weeks ago, I said for that Talmud who was older, I was Masada Kedushin and left after the Chuppah. So, because you can't stay around to dance or do live music. And when we have our meal to honor Jonathan maybe next week, I won't be able to dance. I can watch you guys dance, but I can't dance. So these are just an outline. Yes, Dave?
We're really not able to just sit at the wedding?
Yeah, you're really not supposed to. You can't be around live music. So I'm staying there for the chuppah for the live music, but you know, then right afterwards you're not supposed to stay. It's a different story if it's your wedding of a child. You know, that might be different, or a sibling. There are different ways maybe to deal with that. But there are a lot more halachas. Last halacha I just want to close with, and I wanted you to get the taste of this, and I'm proud of you guys for all going. And we have to mechazik him, do the best we can, and really try to learn shtark. There is a difference of kriya for a parent and the other relatives. Kriya of a parent, there are actually 11 differences, which you don't have time to go through. But you tear kriya on the left side for a parent, and it has to be you reveal your whole chest. For any other relative, for a spouse, child, or a sibling, or brother, sister, you do it on your right side, and it's only a tefach. And for a parent, you can never sew it up ever. For the other siblings, you can. There are a lot of differences, Lamaisa. Yes,
so, you know, the answer. The way you tear off versus denim?
Usually we tear down. The difference is that for a parent, you're really not supposed to use a kli. You're supposed to use your hand. For the other krovim, you can use a kli. But if it's impossible, unless you're like the Hulk, right, to tear, you know. So what you do is you start with the scissors, and then you tear it with your hand for a parent. Now, before that, the minig is to say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. You know, anytime you hear someone die who's Jewish, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, not Emes, HaEmes. But with the seven relatives, you say it with Shem Hashem. And you do that right before the kriya. It's not a brach on the mitzvah, just that's the minig. Okay, we should only have Simchas Listav and Mincha. And tomorrow we...